Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy, the Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't handle that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits. Well, I take shits, but I take shits from nobody's. I take huge shits. I just want to make that clear. I don't take shits from nobody, but I give shits. Well, no, I don't really give shits, but, you know, if you're going to flush them out of the toilet after I'm done, have at it, hoss. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of shit, and we might have a prank call show. In fact, since we got Amit Patel up in here. You know, he's like, what? You lost that? Get what? Okay. Anyways, if anybody wants me to prank call some feminists, some feminazis, or prank call someone, you want to give me their number, give me their number. But hey, I just want to start off with a week. This week started off with hearing about some dude getting thrown into the fucking, into the train tracks here in New York City. There was a fight between an Asian dude and some crazy black dude. And of course, the crazy black dude won the fight by throwing the guy into the tracks. And of course, good New Yorkers, not giving a fuck, didn't bother help him, but filmed it. They filmed it. They made sure it got filmed. Yes. And now they're like, oh, why didn't anyone do anything? You know what? Why the fuck should anybody do anything? Yeah, you know, and I'm the first person to say, where the fucking heroes at? And by heroes, I don't mean cops, I don't mean firemen. I'm thinking people that are going to take the law into their own hands and start handling shit. I mean, hell, I don't mind walking through my neighborhood, Hipsterville, New York City, and making sure there ain't no rapists around, because, hey, it's on my bucket list. I want to kill me a rapist. And yes, I want to end the life of a person in the middle, so that way there is no fucking no room for interpretation. I want to witness someone forcing another person, force penetration into another person as they scream no, and I want to take out that person that's doing the forcing. That is a dream of mine. I cannot listen to the show. Okay, hold on. Amit, do you have Skype? Skype, I don't want to watch people shagging. I wanna make sure. I wanna stop a rape in progress. What the hell? Call a head shop. Ask them what. Is this their dick water pipe? Well, okay, well then, but anyways, yeah, there's this guy, he, you could Google it. I mean, he got thrown into the tracks, no one wanted to help him. I mean, there are crazy people out there. Which is why you don't freaking keep, you don't lower your guard when you're in the New York City subway system. That's how I'm able to fucking survive these many years riding the subways here in New York at all hours of the night. And, okay. And then, if that wasn't enough, on my morning commute on Monday, some cocksucker decided to throw himself into the fucking subway on the fucking train line that I use to get to work every day. Yes, I got a job because I don't steal money. And I'm going to get into that later because something funny happened. Not funny, haha, funny like vindication. But anyways, this cocksucker, you know, freaking threw his dumb carcass, fucking inconveniencing millions of people because he couldn't handle life, into the fucking subways on Monday. Just fucked my shit up. Because you know what? It's not like you could go on fucking Twitter and see, oh, asshole threw himself in the subway. Maybe you should take another train into work. No. You find out freaking train delay due to fucking selfish faggot freaking committing suicide. And I wish I had that son of a bitch's name. I wish I had that son of a bitch's name that fucking threw himself into the goddamn subway. Because I swear to God, I will fucking be plastering that shit everywhere. Everywhere. I would be making sure his name was, it was Maggot. Maggot said he threw himself in the subway, and apparently his dumbass survived. Thank you for fucking screwing up the tunnel, you shithead. I mean, and here I am, I'm just talking shit. Like, God damn it, fucking, they're raising the fucking fare by 25 cents. It's going to be $2.50 a ride next year in New York to ride the fucking trains and buses just to get around New York, because having a fucking car in the city is fucking ridiculous because of the traffic jams, because everybody's coming from out of state driving in. So, New Yorkers, it's like pretty much impractical to have a car unless you live in the outer boroughs and where, you know, taking a train is just fucking ridiculous. And yes, I would like to concur that the internet was made for this show. So, thank you, Maggot, for posting that. It's just, you know, and then it's just, and then, okay, but here's some of the good news that happened. And I'm just going to go, I'm going through it. I'm going to go through it all. I'm going to tell you the whole thing, yo, man. Yeah, that's my failed attempt at a fucking Jamaican accent. Yeah, I mean, I've been sick as a dog this whole week, still going to work, busting my ass. Because that's what you do. That's what you do. You know, you're sick as a dog, you still go. Ah, okay, we got Amit Patel. Amit Patel wants to come in. Let me add him to the conference. Hopefully his silly ass has a fucking mic. I think he just wants to listen in. We get him here, get him listening. We got Amit Patel.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, we got Amit Patel, whose cousin is Suk Deep. No. I'm trying to steal jokes from freaking Russell Peters right now. Russell. So anyways, he's listening now. Anyways, I mean, as some of you that have been probably listening to the show for a while know that I've had a beef with head of We Are Change, or self-proclaimed head of We Are Change, Luke Rakowski. And, you know, I really hate to, like, freaking bring this up after so long. But I actually brought him in front of the common law court. And these are people that don't even know him or even respect that he's a head of anything. So I decided to say, look, you know, these people don't know him. Let me just tell them about what he did, give them the information, and see what they think. Well, it was hard. It was hard because the common law, and let me just read this article that I wrote because, you know, nobody says it better than I do. The common law court indicts Luke Rakowski of fraud, embezzlement, libel, and extortion. I have for many years, with the help of others, been trying to show the 9/11 truth movement that one of their rock stars is a fraud. However, many truthers refuse to look at the evidence I provided. This is because to even question one of the rock stars makes you COINTELPRO. And for those who don't know COINTELPRO, they're basically calling me a government agent because, you know, you can't think differently than them. And, of course, I'll always say the joke. I was kicked out of the 9/11 truth movement. I was kicked out of a group of nonconformists for being a nonconformist. Luke, someone who has not advanced the movement one fucking inch, you know, so I tried to make videos, show the records, and still they refused. And a friend told me about the common law court. I, for years, tried Luke via court of public opinion, yet fanboys and just plain assholes just dismissed it as me being jealous of Luke's success. People that just knew Luke because of how he puts together videos with nice graphics on YouTube. However, the COC never heard of Luke, so proving Luke was a fraud was that much harder because I had to first go through the history of We Are Change and Luke and the personal shit and why they should hear the case. I also had to prove beyond a shadow, beyond all doubt, that Luke is a thief and a fraud. I provided emails and recorded calls and photos. Photos and records. Everything. Every freaking thing. It took 3 months long. And all Luke had to do was basically put up a defense, and it would have fucked me. It would have fucked me. All he would have said, no, I didn't. That's all he had to do, but he couldn't do that much. And Luke just didn't care because he thinks a lot of you will still give him money. And I'm not asking you to give to me. Fund your own fucking activism. Stop leaving it up to someone else to do. Because all you do is create more frauds of people just trying to get rich, like Alex Jones. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Mark Dice. Mark Dice is just, like, you know, really, when you look at Mark Dice, he's a fucking douche. And I've spoken about Mark Dice. I mean, I watch Mark Dice's shit, but it's like, oh, God, all right, you're just really preachy for someone who quit the movement because you were getting steady pussy. And that's the real reason he quit the movement, because he got a girlfriend, and he started, and his girlfriend didn't. I don't want you being a truther. Okay, honey, as long as you keep sucking my dick. He quit everything. He quit everything he believed in because he was getting some steady pussy. I'm sorry. As hard up as I am, as mad as I am at the way chicks just fucking ignore me, if it was either getting steady pussy on a regular basis or compromise my getting steady pussy and compromise my beliefs, or be alone and continue to fight what I believe in because I feel it's more important than me getting my cock sucked on a daily. I guess I'm going to be a fucking alone because I see the big fucking picture other than me getting my dick sucked out every fucking day. But back to the Luke shit. They found him guilty. They found him guilty of, again, fraud, embezzlement, libel, and extortion after everything. You can actually look at the link. Go to committee.org/court/unanswered_indictment. Or you could go to committee.org, Liberty Tree, you know, just, you'll find the article on my site, you'll see it, just click it. And I think, I'm gonna have to go into what I, yeah, I keep sucking his dick, okay. So anyways, I wanna go into a status that I put up on Facebook, and Amit Patel, I keep saying it like that, I don't know why, I just can't help it, I'm sorry, a status that I fucking posted up, Amit commented on it, so, I mean, if you want to jump in, feel free, but I basically put up, I honestly give up trying to meet someone. I am tired of being rejected without getting a fucking chance. And to expand on that, I'm not like, a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's because you have a stinky attitude. No, I don't, they don't get a chance to even get to.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See my stinky attitude before I'm rejected. In fact, yeah, I'm tired of getting rejected without getting a fucking chance. I'm fucking tired of getting with a chick who, you know, and when I finally meet someone, who are just fucking lazy and rubbish. Like, it's like, you know, alright, I'm taking you out on the date, and you're not showing me anything. You're not trying to impress me either. You're just there. And I hate that feeling, oh, you're just there. I'm just paying for your entertainment. And even if I do get a chance to sleep with them, they just there. And I forgot the name of that person that made that video, but I'm tired of being responsible for her orgasm and my orgasm. If I can't get it up, I'm tired of being ashamed of not being able to get it up because you're just lazy. And you're just there. You know, and me, you know, the type of girls I date, they're the type of girls no other guy wants, because for me to even go get someone worthwhile, it's like, I gotta, you know, I'm not, shit, I don't even get a chance to meet someone worthwhile, because either she just wants to be my friend, so that way I take, you know, like this one chick I was dating, I wouldn't say dating, I hung out with once. And she says, I'm just looking for friends. Oh, you're looking for friends? How come you didn't pay your part? Oh, because you're a guy. Guys pay. I'm like, oh. Amit, have you ever heard that shit before? And silence. You ought to just go and shoot people in a miracle. Miracle! So, anyways, let me finish reading. I'm tired of feeling like I have to come 100% and just get 0.00000001% effort in return. I am a fucking pissed that society lets women be fucking rubbish and then act like I'm a fucking asshole for pointing it out. In fact, I'm just pissed off that for me saying that, oh, you hate women. You know, Like, common sense tells me if some chick or somebody's complaining, hey, there are Puerto Ricans out there that are fucking stealing hubcaps and raping chicks. I don't think, oh, you got a problem with Puerto Ricans. You got something wrong with your head. Maybe you're a hubcap or you wouldn't get raped if you weren't such a fucking asshole. No, I would think, yo, there's some fucked up Puerto Ricans out there, and that needs to be done because it's making me look bad. No. But that's just my common thinking. I'm tired of having kick-ass conversations with females, and then after a week, I'm trying to meet up with them, trying to move to the next level, and then all of a sudden, they just stop talking to me and not even tell me what the fuck. It's like, I forgot, what's that band's name? I just keep thinking everything is cool until I hear it from you. I forgot who sings that song. But, you know. If you're not fucking interested in me, then fucking say so. I can't fucking stop trying to... I mean, so I can stop trying to fucking talk to you. Because, you know, I'm like, because that shit fucking bugs me. It's like, I really hate mysteries. And Amit's not talking. I'm trying to get his fucking... Wait, is he typing? Oh, he's on the phone. Oops. So, you know, stop fucking taking it out on me when your mom dies or something else happens and you want to stop talking to me because you have a fucking, you know, because I think, wait, what the fuck did I do wrong? And you just not telling me, it's like, oh, you're not interested because something else happened to you that I didn't have the power to cause that or prevent. That's one of the shits that I hate. Is like, okay, you got something wrong. Your mom died. Oh, okay. So that makes me an asshole apparently because you got to stop talking to me. I mean, that's how I feel. It's like, oh, something happened that had nothing to do with me. Yet you're taking it out on me, and I'm not a good person to date. Like, and that's happened to me. There was this chick that I was talking to. She fucking, you know, she fucking stood me up because some other dude cursed her out. So, I wasn't good enough because some other dude cursed her out. She fucking stood me up. And now she's dating someone else. I'm like, what the fuck? Alright. Yeah, I'm not supposed to let that shit bother me. It's like, oh, so what? You know, that's how girls are. No, but, you know, that's not being a fucking human being. I mean, I know I'm a kick-ass dude. I know I am. But, I, it's just like you can't crack the fucking code. And for me to even complain about this, like, oh, Louis, you have problems with women. And you know, and there'll be this one bitch that will fucking take it personally and fucking start and fucking say, oh, well, you got a sticky attitude. And won't even listen to what the fuck I just said. But the fact that I'm fucking complaining about it on the radio or complaining about it on the internet, oh, that makes me a fucking scumbag because, you know, you can't be talking about the bullshit of women sometimes.
Well,
but no.
Hey, yeah. Louis, hold on.
Go ahead.
All right. What did I miss? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interject. I was on the phone and I couldn't get this guy off the phone. I apologize.
Oh no. I remember that those two status updates that I made.
Yo, I gotta tell you, man. You got to get rid of those so-called friends of yours, man. Because honestly, that one chick who just kept on look. I was arguing with her on what she wrote. I did not make any conjectures about her personal life. But what did she end up doing? She ended up calling me bitter, a lonely loser, someone who's incapable of finding love, and all that other crap. She made all these conjectures and assumptions based because I attacked her for not directly answering your post and basically derailing the entire post and basically stealing the spotlight, going into me moments.
Okay, let's read comment by comment.
Okay.
And I know this is probably going to be mad entertaining for everyone, but I'm sorry. But please stick with me. She goes, everyone is going through it in some way, form, or fashion. I'm telling you the truth, that not all women are like that. I know I'm not, but 85% of females ain't worth even a lay for one night. So it's the law of averages. Remember what I told you, and you'll be all right. I'm going to text you. I've known her for years, so, I mean, to me, she's okay. And the fact of the matter is, she isn't like everyone else because she takes care of her own business and she takes responsibility for her shit.
You're talking about the one that you posted up on December 7th?
Yes.
Okay, so you're starting with the first comment.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Okay, your response was, where the hell do you come off with 85%? Basically, she was just pulling it out of her ass.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, like I did with me saying 100%
right.
effort,
but,
and, you know.
But you were saying it out of hyperbole.
Okay.
She was saying it to give you a bit of a watered-down statistic that would basically kind of agree with you, but basically give her more latitude to be in a larger percentage of females that are immune or immutable from such accusations.
Okay, but knowing her personally, I could give that to her.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Okay.
But you go, seriously, if you're going to debate against a statistic that Louis put up, which technically I wasn't putting up a statistic, that was just me talking shit. I mean, it's not like I did like a fucking, analysis. I basically was making the point that I put in more effort than I get back.
Right.
So it's not really statistic. It was just me, you know, I guess.
It was hyperbole.
Yeah.
It was hyperbole. I understand.
Okay. Then at least argue it on the basis of reference or study. Do not do the same. She wasn't really arguing with me from what I could see. She was just saying, look, you know, there are only 85%, you know, or so dumb bitches out there that really just don't give a shit.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's 85%. I don't know if it's low. She's just pulling out her ass. All I'm saying is that it's a huge fucking number of, you know, chicks that just don't give a fuck or that are very fucking shallow. And in fact, I'm gonna bring in my friend James Burns' status that I also put up that I shared. He goes, I only have an account on one online dating site these days and browse on there occasionally. When I come across someone who's 5'2" but isn't interested in men under 5'7" because she likes to wear high heels, it makes a short fellow like me wonder what's the point in even bothering. None of us are perfect. We all have flaws. But if you're going to be that shallow and picky, don't be surprised if you continue to wonder why you haven't found the right man/woman. And I agree with that. Because, I mean, first of all, yeah, I'm 5'8". What the fuck is stopping a woman from wearing heels and going out with me? Why? Does it really look that wrong that a woman could be taller artificially? I mean, does that really bother? It's like, oh my God, he's so short. It doesn't look right. I mean, that's just that's vanity. That's that vanity that we got to put up with that as well. It's like that. Oh, we're too short. Like we chose that. You know, what are your thoughts on that? And I'll go back to point.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. I was reading the other comment. I completely lost track here. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay, we got Zoe. She's like, you're trying to date models. I'm not even trying to date models. I'm not. Let's say I try to get with a five. In New York, a fucking two can date a guy that's a 10.
Yeah, I agree. The scales are skewed, completely skewed. I agree with you completely. The scales are very much skewed. And I don't think it's ever going to, it's not going to get right until, well, hell, I don't know when the hell it's going to get right.
Well, no, because a chick that's like very homely and a two will have a whole bunch of good looking guys, successful guys, fight over them, for no reason. They'll have a date. I mean, why don't you look at Maury? Look at a lot of the quality of the women on there that they've had sex with many men, and now they have a child with them.
Yeah.
And some of these women look like Precious. And it's like, ew, what the fuck were you thinking? Why are you dating a chick that looks like Mark Henry from the WWE?
Right.
And why are men fighting over these guys? Oh, you cheated on me. I swear to God, if a chick that ugly cheated on me, I think I got off the fucking hook.
It's because it's a overvaluation of a common commodity that it's basically like the housing bubble, man. You know, you have basically overpriced real estate that's flooding the market, and that they haven't flooded the market to the equilibrium point where it's going to backfire upon them.
I think a lot of that has to do with shaming as well.
Well, it does have a lot to do with shaming, but you can't just...
Well,
You can't just control market factors through shaming, because human nature in the end will win out. You can't just shame someone into a relationship. Until a certain point, because it doesn't work anymore.
Well, it's even in cartoons. I mean, I've seen this, like, they try to teach the main character a lesson on you know, looks. It's like, oh, she'll become a pretty swan. No, but the bitch was born an ugly duckling. She grew up an ugly duckling. Yet, okay. Yeah, she's having all these guys, you know, that are willing to date her and put up with her crap. And, you know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It just amazes me. Because there was this one chick who was, you know, not too fat. Not, you know, we call it thick. She was about 180 pounds, 5'4". Which is It's according to the medical scales, obese, but not so obese that, you know, her belly was covering her front. But she was like, she comes to me and like, I only date skinny guys. It's like, what do you mean you only date skinny guys? Oh yeah, no, you're too fat, then you can't do nothing with me. It's like, oh, so you got options. Anyways, back to what you were saying.
Well,
she goes, oh, sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
So, I go, so you go, don't do this same, I throwing numbers out there, and frankly, finding a decent woman is just as favorable as an odd as winning the Powerball. She goes, I was trying to be nice with the 85%, but with all due respect, before saying anything about a stat that I literally did pull out my ass, she even admits it. Please read what he said. Clearly, he didn't even put up a stat on the amount of decent women. I didn't. What he was mentioning was that he puts up 100% effort and got that amount of effort putting into knowing him and did not, well, I didn't get that, but got that put into knowing him in return. But yeah, it's hard to meet a decent anyone out there. What I'm surprised about is that supposedly New York is swimming in thirsty women. So you would think it would be easier to find a decent one. But then again, it's what you consider decent. Because from what I noticed from most men, it's just that she's pretty and that's about it. Nothing about intelligence or having her crap together. It's even being nice that she's pretty and was kind of slutty before. But then, when she meets that guy, she changes into being monogamous just for him. The same way that doesn't work in the real world with men, it's the same with women. Turn off the TV. I think that's what's killing relationships. People grow up with these expectations because of fairy tales and the like, and end up getting hurt. Yeah. I want to talk about, remember how I was talking about Mark Dice, how he quit the Truth Movement because he was getting some steady pussy? When I meet a chick and we start talking about my politics, they get disinterested really quick. I mean, it's really hard to want to be honest with one of these chicks, because they don't want honesty. They don't want a guy that will give his true opinion. And that shit makes it really fucking that makes it really fucking hard. Okay, you go. So because Louis pulls something out of thin air, you feel that your viewpoint would hold more validity than his if you did the same. You go, and then you continue. Louis, be content to be in solitude, brother. Things will get much worse before they get better. You only have one life to live. Seek out your own happiness and do it independently of women and companionship. It's a tough uphill battle since you're fighting a biologically programmed directive, but it is something that has been weaponized against you to steal your resources for the satisfaction of most women and the corporate interests. Find and pursue peace through solitude and sublimation, and you will harness the strength that you thought you never had. And, I could be mistaken, but by that statement, you are an MGTO.
You know, I'm only in the regard of it being a reactionary, evolutionary countermeasure, an adaptive countermeasure. So the fact that, it's not fruitful for us to be in any type of real relationship or to pursue any type of no-string-attached type of relationship, because we're wasting our resources and further introducing ourselves to heightened risk. But I'm not MGTOW where, I don't really give a fuck about anything, and we should just, because the thing is that whether we like it or not, MGTOW is not sustainable, because after a certain point, some point in the future, you won't really have the luxury of ignoring all this shit, because it'll be.
Hold on. We got a call from New York City. New York City, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? What are your thoughts?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm listening to the old shtick, not all of them are like that. But what I got to say is it's like dealing with a box of hand grenades, and you've got...
Oh, I love that analogy.
Yeah, you've got a... You don't know whether or not you've got duds in there or not.
Right. I mean, you live in New York City, so, how would you say the chicks are here in New York City?
Actually, I'm calling in from Texas, man.
Oh, Osaka, it says New York City. All right, so yeah, how the chicks in... How the chicks in New York City? Oh, you using Skype?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, around Texas. Well, you know, I was in the military for a number of years, so rather than say Texas, I could tell you all about what it's like around military bases. And it's gold digging all the way.
I'd see more gold diggers. They're refined about what type of gold they're digging for.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've noticed, first of all, a lot of military guys date and marry a lot of homely chicks. And then from what I was told, when a lot of these when they get shipped out to overseas, these chicks start slutting it up. I mean,
for some reason these young military guys go in and they start drinking. And they never take the beer goggles off.
Mm.
They never take it off. All of a sudden, that they fail to see exactly what the hell is in front of them. And I'll tell you, I've seen some. Don't get me wrong. I've seen some pretty girls around military bases, but these guys cannot seem to look beyond the rack. They can't do it for some reason. Now, I'll tell you, I was one of the lucky ones. I'm an older guy. I had two stints in the military, one back in from 92 to 96, and then from 2006 to 2010. And I lived vicariously through others. I saw how many divorces there were. I saw how many Jodies were screwing around with soldiers' wives during deployment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, none of that for me. And even after I got out of the military the first time, I was like, no, I'm just gonna leave it alone. Because, once again, it's like a box of hand grenades. Our sergeant used to pull us aside and used to say some pretty un-PC shit. And he'd say, look, if the military wanted you to have a wife, they would have issued you one. You need to watch who the hell you're dating out here, because... Mm-hmm. You don't know if they're just coming after you for a steady paycheck, on-post housing, and free medical care, not to mention the fact that if she gets pregnant, she runs off with that kid, and you're slapped with child support, you're back in the barracks, half your pay is going to child support, you're not going to be able to afford shit. You're basically stuck in the military. I have seen so many guys end up reenlisting because of child support payments, because they knew that they could get three hots in a cot and maybe some transportation living in the barracks while paying child support.
Damn.
I knew one guy who was in for 15 years because his wife ran off with a kid the first year he was in the military. And he took an early retirement, and guess what?
He had to come back.
She ended up getting a portion of that retirement. And a lot of these women, if they're married to military guys for 10 years while they're in, let's say they're a lifer. Anyway, let's say they enjoy the job and they're a lifer. Well, guess what? After the 10-year mark of being married while he's in the military, she divorces him, she automatically gets half his retirement.
Yep.
Automatically, like she did, like she was helping them reload and shit.
Yeah.
Look. Well, if it wasn't for me,
I got really good news for young guns out there. The problem is that it's a toxic It's a toxic mixture of media-driven programming where guys can only see validation through companionship, and biologically driven hormonal changes that ironically happen just at the point of where men actually have something to lose, so they're at a very vulnerable point. It's a perfect storm, but there's a way to curb it. They're actually synthesizing. They're doing this for child molesters, but they can actually create a form of this that could be commercially available and over the counter. It's basically a suppressant. It'll basically suppress your sexual urges. It will supplement them to the point where you don't feel anything. If you take them in the right enough doses and if they do the right type of research, and a lot of this has to deal with personal convictions too, because it works hand in hand. You can actually experience, for example, a very say a perfect eight or a nine walks past you. You wouldn't even register it. Not only consciously, but subconsciously, it wouldn't even register in your. It would be as if that person was invisible. You could not see them. You could not literally see them unless you were.
I'll tell you, the government, if they released that, would be shooting itself in the foot.
And what's that?
And the reason why they'd be shooting themselves in the foot is because there's no population. You start to reduce the population at that point. What are they going to do? What are they going to do with the labor? It's going to look just like Japan in about 40 years.
Right, but the problem is that we have right now lack of resources. So they have to initiate population control protocol.
Well, hell, why not?
Because we don't have enough drinking water that's going to be able to sustain the entire population of Earth. We don't have enough land, at least arable land, for the amount of food that we're going to need. Not the fucking genetically modified shit, but real, healthy, edible food. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not to mention fuel for energy. That's quickly running out, and we don't have any viable alternative that's come up so far. So they're going to have...
Well, I mean, there are alternatives. They just don't want to release them.
Well, you're giving them a lot more credit than... I mean, now you can basically say they have time control technology and all that. And, you know, we can sit here and go off on a wild-ass tangent till it's Monday morning. But what I'm telling you right now is that there is a synthesized suppressant out there that will allow young men the opportunity to equal the playing field by allowing them to exit. It's easy for us to say, hey, go your own way. Don't get involved in relationships. How far is that going to go? You got more of these asshole gamers coming up on these boards and talking about how you can game women and do all this shit and do all that shit. That's the wrong... You don't adapt and try to play by the new rules. You don't fucking play at all. The only way not to play, though, is you first have to conquer yourself.
Here's one, though. Are you guys familiar with Vassal Gel? Vassal Gel is under testing right now, and rather than take a hormone suppressant, which I think we all know what kind of side effects that can end up having.
What kind of side effects would it be? Just curious, just out of curiosity.
Hormone suppressants in men and women both, when they've tried to develop a hormone suppressant in a way that creates almost a birth control type effect in men, they've had seizures, they've had strokes, they've had blood clots, pretty much the same type of effects that have affected a lot of women with some of their birth control. But with something like Vassal Gel, this allows men to control their fertility without any hormonal side effects.
Well, no, I'm not talking
none whatsoever.
About
and it's, and
I'm not
it's,
talking
and it's
about
simple.
Fertility. I'm not talking about fertility. You see, this is the problem.
We're not talking about birth control.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here, we're talking about sexual control here. We're talking about not even initiating with a smile or a hello. Treating them as the enemies we know they are.
Interesting.
No, I'm serious. Looking at them like you see a hot 10, and all you can see is a formation of flesh that has absolutely that does absolutely nothing chemically to you to get a rise out of you. It doesn't even have to be a boner. It could just be a glance of an eye. I see it all the time. I see it all the time when I'm talking with male colleagues, and there's a cute ass girl.
Uh-oh.
That walks by. Guess what? Their eyesight slightly goes and views that and then comes back in the conversation. It is so slight, yet I have trained myself to notice this. I'm talking about getting rid of that impulse because it starts at that impulse. It's a subconscious thing that you cannot control. I'm talking about instinctual sublimation to the point where there isn't even any sex to begin with. Not fertility control, not birth control.
You're talking about killing the libido.
Exactly.
Shutting down
part of the libido. Before you dismiss the idea by saying, no, I don't want to be some gay dude or I don't want to be some eunuch. Listen, you have no idea how liberating of a feeling that is. You would never feel this conflict. You just genuinely wouldn't give a shit anymore. Think about it. Your needs are going unfulfilled. As a result, it creates hostility, resentment, and anger. If those needs didn't exist, you wouldn't give a shit about what the fuck women do to you because you wouldn't even allow them the opportunity. You wouldn't allow them the opportunity to come into your life. You wouldn't need to. Get rid of that. That's an inherent flaw in men. If we can rise above this weakness, then basically women have absolutely no power. They have absolutely no power. But it has to be unilateral. It cannot just be one or two guys.
We got someone in the chat room that says sounds like he's been hurt by a lot of females, even his mom maybe.
You can say whatever you want about my mom. Again, making conjectures and false assumptions about me isn't really going to change the argument whatsoever. You can talk about my mom, you can talk about my dad, you don't know anything about them, and whatever you say about them isn't really going to hurt my mom and dad, and it sure as hell isn't going to hurt me. I just finished drinking my sixth beer, so I really couldn't give a shit about what anyone says, let alone some freaking psychoanalyzing piece of shit. There's absolutely no idea what the hell, who I am, or what I'm about.
Wanted to get into this, and like I still have not gotten a really good answer to this. So I made this other post that you also commented on, Amit. Ladies, please give me a good answer for this. If I have to wait to get to know you before you open your legs, why can't I make you wait till I get to know you before I open my wallet? Think about it. I can't expect benefits first off, so shouldn't you. We can get to know each other through Facebook, email, phone calls, and text. I shouldn't be the only one taking a risk in dating you. But, of course, you know, it's not acceptable that way. So, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Are you asking us, or are you finishing?
I'm asking you guys.
Well, basically, it's a very valid point. Here's what I do. Here's what I do when I go out on dates. I'm an egalitarian, okay? But I gauge how the date is going. If I could definitely feel like there's something really, really good here, and the final gauge is basically if they grab my hand and if they're like, you know, tapping it or if they're holding my hand or whatever, it shows that they have a real interest in the conversation, that they're not just playing the whole distance game. Here's what I do. Here's a real rub, okay? I go into the restaurant, and say we have a server. His name is Bobby, okay? So Bobby gives us our menus. I politely excuse myself, like, can you excuse me for a minute? I gotta go wash up before we start eating. I'll be right back. So I excuse myself. I make sure that I'm out of her line of sight. Then I go find Bobby, and I let Bobby know, hey, Bobby, listen, I'm actually here on a business trip. As a result, I can expense my food and travel purchases on this corporate credit card, but I can only do it for myself. All food purchases, fuel, and travel purchases have to be expensed, since this is a business trip, have to be expensed on this corporate card. It's corporate policy. However, I cannot purchase food for anyone else other than myself because it's against corporate policy and I'd get into trouble. So what I'm asking you is, and I don't want this to be an embarrassing situation, could you split the tab up? I will pay my tab with this corporate card, and I'll pay the other tab with this my own personal card. That way there's no mix-ups. Usually they don't have a problem with that because, hey, that restaurant's getting paid, so what the hell do they care?
Right.
He's probably going to get a tip for being accommodating, so obviously he's going to want to do the best he can to earn a good tip. So, and if they do it right, they get a really good tip from me. Because here's what happens. Say at the end of the meal, you know, they come back. It's like, would you like some dessert? And usually most people don't get dessert. So he comes back with the check, right? I was like, no, that's okay. We'll just take the check. So he comes back. He puts down two checks, right? He puts her tab down and my tab down. My tab he gives to me. Her tab he gives to her. And then he leaves. It's like, it was a pleasure serving you. My name is Bobby. If you guys need anything else, some more drinks, or if you guys change your mind about desserts, let me know. Thank you, and have a great night. He leaves to let us, you know, get out money, get out our finances or whatever. As a result now, I look at her facial expression. If she's more interested in the conversation I'm having with her, and she just, as an automatic impulse, just pulls out her wallet to put a credit card down, I know from the get-go that she's an egalitarianist, that she's someone who doesn't believe in what, basically the question you're asking about, you know, about giving it up the first moment, a guy giving it up in terms of his financial resources as compared to her sexual resources, well then, I know at that instinct that there's something good here, so why don't I be a mensch here and at least offer to pay for the meal? And if she's insistent, she's like, no, I got it. Hey, that's extra bonus points in my book. Because hey, if anything worse, if whenever we hang out, she's going to pay her own way. I don't have a problem with that. It'll be like a couple of friends hanging out at worst. So, but if she looks at that thing as if it's a cold, dead trout that smells, and she doesn't even, and she just looks at me, and then she looks down at it, and I was like, well, there's my answer right there. She didn't really want to meet me for the sake of actually, you know, trying to form a relationship of any type or a commitment of any type. What she was looking for was free food. She can take her ass down to the local soup kitchen for that kind of shit.
Exactly.
But she's not going to get anything from me. So I pay my card, or I basically, here's what I do.
Here's what I do. Here's the real rub, okay? Just to make sure that no seams are created, I take both tabs. I'm like, I'm going to have them put everything on one tab, okay? So I go walk over to Bobby. I say, here, Bobby, here's my tab. Here's my credit card. She had to go use the restroom, so she's going to be back, and she'll pay. I think she wanted to actually she wanted to use her own debit card. But anyways, here's my credit card. I actually have to get running because I have another meeting to go to. So thank you. Have a good night. And then I actually pay him because I don't want any other server getting the money. I actually pay him cash, so I leave a really nice tip for him so he doesn't cause any issues. So I leave a nice tip for Bobby, and then I exit out before she even knows what the hell's going on. So she's left there with her check. Nope. If she didn't bring money, that's her own damn problem, because you know what? The restaurant will deal with that on their end. They're not going to blame me because I'm not the one who consumed the food and I didn't order.
Yeah, but you know, if you want to get to know me, you got to pay. We got
to
go out.
I don't want
to
know you. You've already shown me everything I want to know. You're a gold digger. You're a commercialist. You're a capitalist.
Well, you're never going to get... You're not going to get any of this pussy.
I really don't care. Because quite frankly, for the amount of food that... For the amount of price that I'd end up paying... Why wouldn't I just hire a hooker?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't I just hire a hooker? At least they don't know how to say no, and at least they do a better job of actually being your girlfriend for that hour as compared to a real girlfriend. So, what's the downside here? And a lot of these hookers are very selective with their clientele, so the numbers that they have under their belt are the same as any monogamous girl out there. So again, what's the difference? Most girls have the same amount of count as any occasional hooker. Working girl.
Mm-hmm.
So again... Can't really make that argument either.
Alrighty then.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does. So I mean,
yeah.
So I like because
you have
because
to be as inhuman as possible. You see now what
I mean.
Why
I've been.
Why is it grievance?
Yeah.
It's because you're slowly killing your humanity. You're slowly killing everything that makes you human. You're turning into an animal to interact with these emotional terrorists.
I mean, so, like, because there have been dates that I've actually ended before they even started, because the first words out their mouth weren't, "Hi, how you doing?" is, "I don't have sex on the first date." I'm like, oh. Well, then have a good night.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't end relationships because they think that because I'm being rejected of sex on the first night. I end it because they think that that's all I'm looking for.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, really? You're going to be that? First of all, you're just going to be like that and just bust out, and that's going to be your first word to me. It's like, oh, well, then there's really no reason me getting to know you because... what they're saying is there's a uphill battle to get to know them, and that seems so uneven to me because, I mean, shouldn't you want to get to know me too? Why do I have to get to know you and, you know, fuck my... Shouldn't you be trying to impress me too?
Frankly.
I mean,
other than their vast amounts of insecurity... So pretty much, other than all the negative things about them, it would take a lifetime to know all the nastiness about women, all their skeletons in their closet, all their dark thoughts and their dark deeds. But it only takes 1 hour to learn anything good about them. And they really don't have that much good in them. So getting to know them, I say, look, here's the problem, honey. The more I get to know you, the more likely it is that I'm probably not going to want to be with you. The less I know you, the more it is that I'm probably going to rely upon a false, you know, a false paradigm of who you are in order to keep things congenial. The more you get to know about a woman, the more you're not going to like her. I guarantee it. Because they have a vast amount of bad shit about them. But it's the reverse for guys. The more you get to know a guy, man, they just continue to keep surprising you, man.
Yeah.
There are guys like turn their lives around. They used to be crack addicts, and now they're fucking Harvard geniuses. Yeah, you don't see that type of transformation in women, most women.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't. It's more like, because this is from what I've heard. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, you like shit, but, you know, marry a guy with memes. I mean, that's what a lot of these reality shows are about. These, like, the Real Housewives, I mean, I've seen clips. I'm like, these are a bunch of ain't shit bitches or basketball wives that have no fucking talent for anything other than spending their husband's money.
Exactly. That's exactly what they do. That's precisely what they do.
And it's like, and then I keep, you know, and my own family's pushing me to have kids and get married. I'm like, what's the fucking advantage of me getting married? Oh, well, you're going to have someone to care about you. Well, can't I get a girlfriend and she'll care about me? Why the hell do I have to freaking get a legal paper saying that she could suck the life out of me? I mean, I've seen a lot of guys, a lot of the older guys that I work with, and a lot of older men that I see, they look like caged animals.
Yeah.
They have no life left in them.
No, they don't.
And that shit scares me. It's like,
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, wait a minute. You mean you bust your ass here at work, and then when you get home, this bitch has the nerve to try to tell you what to do, how to act, how to dress, where to eat, shut the fuck up, when to shit?
Pretty much.
I mean, I saw this clip for this movie called This Is 40 with Paul Rudd.
And Yeah.
And there's this scene where he's taking a shit. And she walks in, she's like, you've been here for 30 minutes. And he's like, I am not a child. I mean, and I'm thinking, wow, how quick can she call the cops and say that he abused her? Just by saying that.
Yeah.
And that shit scares me about marriage. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm fighting my own biology. I want to meet somebody.
Exactly. So in fighting your own biology, you have to give yourself something that's going to level the playing field.
Yeah.
It's going to allow you to control every aspect of yourself, not through having your needs met by some external source, but literally through force of will. And the only way it's going to do that is through force. Or not through force, but through sublimation, through libido reduction.
Yeah, and this is the shit that really annoys me, because someone in the chat room, she goes, yes, some females are miserable, but so are some men. Yeah, but I don't date men. So that's not going to be a factor that there's some there's some assholes out there, of course, but I don't date men. So that argument is like, oh, some men are miserable too. Well, then you know what? There, you got Oprah. You got all these other places that shame men when they're scumbags. Like, I mean, you look at Maury.
The worst comment I've ever heard is, oh, when the time is right, it'll happen. Well, what is this? Freaking, are you trying to freaking potty train a little infant? Oh, honey, don't force it. When the time is right, you'll just take a dump.
Yeah. I mean, and sorry, I find it hard that there's this this mystical, magical thing to love.
There isn't.
It's like, oh, when the time...
religious people who will tell you there isn't.
I mean, and then they run around saying, oh, well, when the time is right, you'll meet somebody. Oh, you mean when the stars align, when the angels fart the chick out in front of me? I mean, come on. It sounds like some mystical New Age bullshit. Oh, you gotta wait for the right...
It's not New Age. It's the same old shit. It's just fucking repackaged.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's how it comes out. Like, oh, you want to find someone you love, you gotta fucking kill some toads and shit.
If you were to ask a lotto winner, okay, how easy is it to make it in life? That guy's probably gonna tell you something like, "Oh man, you just gotta wait for it, man. The opportunities will come to you." Well, no shit, a lotto winner is gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean your chances are gonna get better just by him saying that? No.
Yeah, I mean, and I come from...
You can't deny statistics. You look at statistics, there is not a someone for everyone. It just, statistically, it cannot happen.
Exactly.
Oh, please, Zahara. Give it a rest already, pick up narcissists. Oh, and what are we supposed to do? It's the same. That's the kind of same comment type of bullshit that I hear from freaking lotto players. Oh man, you got to pick the right one. How the hell do I do that?
Yeah, so, I mean,
to a convenience store and play a whole bunch of numbers and hope you got the right one.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, this is a joke that's going around. But when Jimmy McMillan was running for mayor of New York City, with the price of apartments are too damn, the rent is too damn high. I mean, I'm gonna put it out and say the price of pussy is too damn high.
It is too damn high.
And it's like, and the reason is it's not because I'm cheap or anything. It's just that why the fuck are you more valuable than I am? Why isn't there any mutual exchange? And to even ask that question is viewed as a turnoff. Oh, you got to find the right one. How the fuck do you find the right one when they're all full of shit? And then
you have to go to Europe.
Seriously, if Europe is so... In fact, hold on. Let me Google. What the fuck's the divorce rates in Europe?
Probably just as bad, if not worse.
Rates in Europe. In Europe, 2012. Let's see. Britain has the highest divorce rate in the European Union. Oh my shit.
Yeah, they worship their women over there.
Oh yeah, they could falsely accuse you of rape without any... Okay, of course the United States is number one. Wow, Puerto Rico is number two in divorce rates. Hi, guys. Russia comes in third. United Kingdom is fourth.
You can't... when you have high divorce rates, you can't just tell me that all of them picked, narcissistic women or asshole criminal men. You just can't. Sorry. That just doesn't happen, all right? Because if we have a whole bunch of narcissistic slut women, then we have a shit ton of problems. We'd have a huge prostitution problem. And if we had all these asshole criminal men, then our jails would be busting at the seams with men in jail. So obviously that's not happening, so these people don't fit the description. This is just a fucking cop-out method. They don't want to get to the nitty-gritty that women have very unrealistic expectations, and they themselves don't even know what the fuck they want. This is why we cannot allow ourselves to be dependent on someone who is that unstable. We cannot be dependent upon them in any regard, financially, mentally, socially, sexually. We cannot be dependent upon them. There can be no codependency with them when they're that chaotic.
All right, then. So, all right, let's... Oh God! I mean, I know I'm gonna catch some shit. Louis, it's not again. It's not men versus women.
Oh hell! What the hell it is? Yes, it is.
It's not men versus women.
That's bullshit. It is totally men versus women.
So women are to blame for everything?
Yeah.
And you can believe whatever the hell you want. You can believe whatever the hell you want. You can twist our words to be whatever the hell you want. Because clearly you've shown from yourself that you're obviously incapable of a long, cogent conversation. You shouldn't be codependent at all with anyone. Well, then what the fuck is the point of getting into a relationship? I'm nuts.
I mean, and really, it's like, it's so hard to, like, find somebody is because they're so, like, because especially men, I mean, I know they cry, women cry about slut shaming, but men have been shamed for either their height, the size of their penises, the size of their bank accounts, or, you know, me, because I'm too fat, I get shamed all the time.
Hey, Casey, you know what? If you want to call in, you're free to. We're not castigating women from calling in, all right? If you want to talk, call in. The number's right up there. Both of you, Zahara, Casey, if you guys want to call in, call in.
Okay.
Don't use the anonymity of the internet. Call in. Call in and see where you stand.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if we... Like, seriously, yeah, let me see if we could get Hottie in Reno. Let me see. Let get her on. In fact, let's get Zoe on. Because I know Zoe, too.
Hey, I'm getting here. Hold on. Okay, hey, what's up?
Hi. So, are you listening to the show, Sugar Tush?
Yeah, I just muted it. Hey, Casey, what's up, my man?
Okay.
And
Zahara,
what's up?
So, what are your thoughts on what we're saying?
Okay, look. I was trying to say in chat, but nobody was like really engaging me.
I'm sorry.
I'm a good woman, right? I love to love, and guys take advantage of me all the time because of that. I love to love, and I love too much. So I am the complete opposite of what you guys are talking about, okay? So there are women out there. You know, I'm a good woman. I'm a radio show host. You know, I mean, I got things going on in my life, you know? It might be not everything that a man wants, but whatever, you know?
We didn't deny that people like yourself don't exist. There are winning lotto tickets out there that's going to make someone a millionaire. That doesn't mean that everyone's going to win. That doesn't mean that a significant majority of men are going to win. It just means some. And what I mean by some, a very short few amount of people are going to win. I'm not saying that there are all lotto tickets are bad. There's going to be one winner. There's going to be some winners out there.
Yeah, okay, but you're categorizing all the women in one, you know, in one group. You're saying that all women, that they need to pay for their own meal. And the first date.
No, I didn't say that. If you listen to what I said if the evening is going well and she's
No, bull fucking gosh darn shit. No. Look, if you are a respectful man and you are chivalrous, even if the date does not go like you want it to go, you need to still pay. It's a chivalrous thing. The man needs to prove to the fucking women that he wants to be with her. That's what the guys are fucking forgetting. See, the guys are not being realistic anymore. They are not, you know, showing women that, hey, you know what, you're respected, and you're a very, you know... See, that's what my problem is, right? That's what my problem is. I go through the relationship. How many relationships have you seen me in this year?
I
like three.
You want to tackle the whole chivalry thing?
No, but what I'm saying, okay, look, what I'm saying is that men don't know. Even if you say you're a nice guy, men don't know how to treat women anymore because the women disempowered you, men. See, you guys have disempowered women. By women. You know, you guys were disempowered by women.
So are you basically saying that we're somehow castrated infants? We're powerless now? Are you saying we're prisoners?
look, you guys called me, okay? Check this out, all right? You guys, right, you go from a woman who disempowered a man, broke his heart, whatever, and then, you know, that's you. And then you go to another woman, and she disempowered her man before you, which makes her have more power over you. It's a vicious fucking game. It's like a mindfuck, clusterfuck world that we live in. I mean, there's very few people like me. There's very, there, I'm so rare, and I've gone through how many relationships? Like, guys don't get it. They see me as a fucking joke. Like, if I'm somebody that they could use, instead of saying, wow, this is somebody you treasure. You don't use people like me. I mean, after all this shit, it never changed me. It doesn't change me. I don't allow it to change me. I'm not going to get bitter just because I was in love and then that person left, right? That shows how big I am. And that I give my heart. Right?
That's your choice, but don't deny that judicial discretion to others then. And don't castigate them for being bitter.
Look, you are blinded. That's why you're fighting with me right now?
So are you. So are you.
What was that?
That's so are you. He says so are you.
Really?
Look, we can stay here all night and talk about how wonderful you are and how crummy the rest of the world is, because we're not on here for that. You want a pound on the back? Do you want a chocolate chip cookie? You want an ice cream sundae?
Wait a minute. That's what I'm fucking saying. That's what I'm saying. You pick wrong women. You pick wrong women.
Okay, well, I mean, the point I'm trying to say is, like, yeah, you know, that's what a lot of... Hold on. I mean...
Oh, you picked the wrong lotto number.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, it's like saying, you know, you stick your hand in the grab bag, because we don't know it's the wrong woman before it's too... the wrong woman before it's too late. I mean, it's like sticking...
Madam, enlighten us as to what qualities we should look for a quality person. Please tell us, if you're a quality person, what should we look for in a quality person? What precursors should we look for?
Somebody who loves to love and respects you from day one. That's
okay. Well, you know, but the thing is, you don't know that off the bat. And old women, you know, they hide their fucked upness until it's too late.
Well, I guess I'm just a different woman, because every single date I go in, I tell them everything up front. Everything.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't hide that I have a radio show, and that I'm in the conspiracy theories realm, and that I talk about the government, and that I talk about the food, and I talk about the universe and UFOs
and
aliens.
How often do you think a woman's going to even talk about these things on the first date?
Exactly.
Well, I do.
Well, you're rare. You're rare. You're a rarity then, because you're... in fact, I would go as far as to say you're one in a million, because most of the women that I...
She's a winning lotto ticket.
Yeah. So, you know, and you should take that as a compliment, you know, because you're a winning lotto ticket. But, you know, most of the women that I end up getting involved with, and perhaps Amit has gotten involved with...
And by the way, Louis in New York. I'm in Florida. There's a guy on the line who's, I don't know if he's still on the line.
He's from a different part
of the world. And we have the same stories to tell. So it's obviously not a geographical, demographical thing here.
Oh, it's not even, and to tell you the truth, I won't go as far as to say it's even an attitude problem. It's a cultural phenomenon that's going on that says that, okay, well, I'm a woman, my time is worth more, and since all guys are dogs, I can treat them like crap, and, you know, they just gotta put up with it if they wanna date me. And, you know, and society says, yeah, well, she's a girl. You could, you know, you just, you know, they're just like that. They just have bad behavior.
Many of them go into the first day thinking that, oh, this guy only really wants to be with me for only one reason. You have pre-condemned someone without even getting to know them, and yet you condemn that other individual for not being chivalrous and bearing themselves out for someone because you've already pre-condemned them.
I mean, I want to take it...
every person to be bloody Jesus Christ?
I mean, I want to take it a step further because, look, yeah, when I'm attracted to a woman, it's because I'm sexually attracted to a woman. I don't freaking go up to women because that's just how we're wired to be sexually attracted to someone. Whether we choose to ignore that part of ourselves so that way we could be human beings and not beasts to try to get to know someone, yet we're condemned for having those natural feelings. I mean, why are we demonized for having natural sexual feelings? I mean, if we didn't have sexual feelings, there wouldn't be a human race. Yeah, there are some guys that go off about it, and that's all they want to do, and they don't pursue anything else. But, you know, all men should not be demonized for wanting to have sex when it's natural.
And you know what I find curious is when I had this discussion with a girl who basically...
Look, I get you guys, all right? I'm a nice woman, right? I respect you, whatever, but I know what you guys feel because there's men out there who don't want to have sex or don't want to do things like that, you know? And I'm like, I'm a very sexual person, right? So I understand your guys' point of view. I really do.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I'm a sexual person. I mean, every person that I date,
but the women,
yeah,
they want to tell you so you don't think like that, so you worship them. That's what they want. I don't want to be worshipped. I want to be loved. That's the difference, and guys don't get that. When I say I want to be loved, I really want to be loved because I give 1,000% more of myself than I ever do. You know, every single relationship, I give of myself. Completely, wholeheartedly. And I get fucked over for it. You know, like I just recently went through a breakup. I'll explain this. With my ex of 13 years, okay? Of 13 years on and off, okay?
Mm.
And I went to Oregon. I was in a relationship in 3 weeks prior to this, okay? I went to
Oregon.
I, you know, it was a horrible trip, whatever, and I went there anyway. I saw him. The first 5 hours was the most amazing time I've ever had in my life, right? And then I, you know, I get dressed and we were going to go get some groceries or something. And then I see this woman in the house. Now, I knew he had a roommate that was a female, right? But he had a boyfriend, which he liked. I found out because she started screaming at me and saying, "What? I just fucked him 5 days ago." Oh, my God. I was trapped in Oregon, okay? Because I live in Reno. Oh, my God. My heart sank. I was crying. I felt sick. I threw up. It was so fucking bad, right? And I still forgave him. I said, you know what? I could forgive you for this. And then, you know what? I come home, and not even a week later, he gets mad at me and starts screaming at me for no reason. I didn't do anything wrong. You don't trust me, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't even say nothing to him, right? And then he says, we're over. I'll call you to later or tomorrow. We'll talk about this. And then,
wow.
And then he's like, but I will always love you as you are one of my best friends.
Wow.
And I hung up on him because he's a taxi driver and he went to go pick up his person and I thought he was done talking. Oh yeah, I'm all depressed, right? And I'm like freaking out. There's nobody online to talk to. And I thought it was my fault. I was like, what the fuck did I do? I come to realize the next day after I talked to all my friends and I finally saw through everything, I was like, that's not my fault. I didn't do that. He's probably fucking her again because she was yelling at him the whole time I was there. I was supposed to be there for 2 weeks. I was there for 4 days. I spent all that money on 4 days.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know what I'm fucking talking about. And I don't open my mouth unless I know. So I understand your guys' frustrations are, you know? But nice people like me, we don't let this change us. I'm not going to go out the next time I get a chance to go out, and I'm going to give it my all. Because I believe in love. I believe in love. I truly believe in love. I truly believe in truth. I truly believe in everything I do in my life.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when they, I mean, I guess it's different for girls, but when guys, I mean, that's part of our how we grow up, is getting heartbroken. So we have to allow it to change us, because that's how we mature.
It's how we adapt.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, that's basically what I was told, you know, growing up.
We all want to believe in the fantasy that if we play the lotto just enough times, we're going to win. But at some point in time, we get over these fairy tales. We get over these fairy tale assumptions, stop playing the lotto, and go more towards more fruitful endeavor.
What's your guy's name?
His name is Amit.
Amit. Okay, look. You are bitter. You're bitter. That's what you demonstrate. You're bitter. And that's okay to be bitter because you've been hurt. I get it. Don't let that hurt ruin you finding a good fucking woman. See, with you acting the way you are and defensively, you're not going to find a good woman because you aren't...
The fuck is I'm looking for it. All I'm doing is helping Louie out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not trying to find anybody.
He's done.
He's done. I mean, he's gotten hurt so many times. I'm moving towards that as well because I've gotten tired of getting screwed over
So you know what, Louis?
Yeah.
You know, you're a nice guy. Okay, you are a nice guy. If I lived in New York, I would have went out with you because you're a nice guy.
Yeah. Well. You're not here, so I mean, I gotta. I'm constantly treated like I'm some fucking rapist. I mean, imagine. I mean, I get called creepy, and I'm like, why am I creepy? I don't know. I mean, another thing that freaking pisses me off is, you know, the mysterious. How a lot of these chicks try to be all fucking mysterious. Like, I mean, in the trying to get to know you stage. Oh, so what do you do for a living? I don't know. So what do you like to do for fun? I don't know. So what's your favorite color? I don't know. Oh, okay, so you want to go out? You don't know me. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's playing mind games. So you have to be careful from that. Women play mind games nowadays. See, this world is
They play mind games nowadays? They've been playing mind games for a long-ass period of time.
Yeah, but more so now. More so.
No, not more so now. It's just become more transparent now.
So what do you like to do for fun? I don't know. So do you have brothers and sisters? I don't know.
The worst one I hear is when I ask them, like, so, tell me a little bit about yourself. Oh, I love to have fun. Well, oh, no, I can't be with you because I like boring shit. I don't like fun. Who the hell like fun?
It's like, either that or once you get to know them and they realize they're not interested in you, they can't just say I'm not interested, but they pick the most random shit to start to, pet cats from left to right. I can't be with a guy like that.
That's if you get the courtesy of communication. Sometimes they just go dead. They flake off like a piece of dandruff in a fucking snowstorm.
Oh, yeah, they do that to me all the time. And you want to know the funny thing? And I've done this test many times. Like, if a girl will stop talking to you for any reason, and she'll be like, for weeks, not talking to you, not returning emails, phone calls, texts, and you're nice. You're like, hey, how you doing? Worried about you. You know, you fell off. Nothing. The moment you say, hey, you filthy cunt, what the fuck's your problem? 4 seconds. Oh, see, you're crazy. That's why I don't want to be with a guy with you
exactly.
Like you.
They're like, wait, what? For a way to justify that rejection.
They're playing fucking mind games with you, Louie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with me because you fucking went quiet. You don't want to fucking be honest.
It's all about honesty, trust, love, and respect.
I mean, it's not like I'm giving out, like, you know, my own state secrets here, but it's like, yo, fucking have some fucking class.
They can't demonstrate something they don't have.
That's true. That's true. I have to agree with that.
So.
Basically, I used to like focus my attempt at girls who didn't have cable television in their homes, because it usually meant that they were cultured enough that they actually, you know, actually had to pick up a book for entertainment instead of flip on the TV and watch freaking Gossip Girl or some other bullshit like that.
Well, that's not necessarily true. That just means they're too damn cheap to buy TV.
Oh, that could be it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't use that. Don't use that, because you know women are the most frugal creatures on the face of the planet.
When they're spending it on utilities, when they're spending it on shoes and clothes, it's a whole other ball game.
That is true, but if they could get somebody else to buy it for them, oh, they will go nuts.
Yeah.
It's like I could only date a guy that would buy me Manolo Blahniks. Do you own Manolo Blahniks? No. Oh, so that last guy didn't buy you Manolo Blahniks? No. But I thought you said you only date guys that only buy you Manolo Blahniks. Oh, I mean from now. Oh, so I gotta buy you Manolo Blahniks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. How's about I give you $200 and you suck my dick?
Don't do that too.
No! No, that's messed up! I'm not a whore! Yeah, okay. So how many guys you been with? I'm not a whore!
She needs a Manolo Blahniks. See, you're talking about the wrong currency here. She doesn't take dollars. She takes merchandise.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I only date guys that can drive. Do you drive? No. Oh, so you want me to cart your ass around? You know.
If you really need to ask if they're immature, then you're really not paying attention to this conversation.
Yeah. So, I mean, the point of my bitching is because I basically do not get a shot because I get treated like I'm a scumbag because I don't fit a certain expectation.
Your existence is denied. Your existence is ignored. It's rejected. It's a very legitimate feeling. What I'm telling you now is you have to take away power of that rejection in order to heal from this damage. And the only way you can do it is sublimate your desires. You can only control yourself. I can only say that.
Yeah.
You can only control yourself. You can't control other people. And since these other people choose to act like criminals and to be in association with criminals, then all you can do is adapt to it, not worry about them, and basically eliminate that desire so that they can't hurt you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still hurting.
Integrity.
I'm still fucked up over 10 years ago when some chick falsely accused me of rape.
Exactly.
I'm still fucked up when I caught my then girlfriend fucking blowing her ex boyfriend because, you know, they have history, and she fell for that. Oh, why you with him? I've known you longer. That type bullshit, yet this dude fucking beat her and treat her like shit, yet she fell with, oh, well, you know, I have more of a history with him. And I'm like, yeah, that's why you're not with him anymore, because his history was fucking you up. He's like, oh, well, you know, he explained it to me, like, oh, why you with him? I've known you longer. And she fell for it, and she, you know, she warranted cocksucking, apparently. And apparently it was my fault because I didn't know
him, Louis.
So yeah, so it was it, so she still made it my fault because she's like, oh, if I was a better person she wouldn't have cheated on me. And I'm like, oh, so that's what it is. I'm not a good person.
No, it's not that you're not a good person. It's,
you know,
it's just that you're not excited. You're not a criminal.
I know where you guys are coming from, where you're like about ready to give up, right?
Oh no, I'm done. I am done.
We're done.
I'm done.
I don't know any. If this is an attempt at reconciliation or redemption,
I'm done.
It's really the ship has sailed. The train has left the train.
I'm done. I've seen the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm quoting the Bible correctly, wise is the person that learns from someone else's mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen so many men just not happy. It's like, you know, it's not me, and I'm not saying, oh, well, oh, and another shit that I is like, oh, if you don't like the way women are, go gay. Like, that's a fucking option.
What? Like, if that's sort of changing your consciousness or your mind, you're either, like born that way or you're not, you know?
And from what I learned from the angry gay Pope when we were talking about Scientology, apparently a lot of those gay guys are the same as bitches. So there is no escape from that type of dumb shittery, unfortunately.
All I gotta say is if a woman is always in constant fear of male aggression, then she's not someone you want to be with. She should feel encouraged and empowered when she sees that your aggression is used towards personal ambition to bettering yourself and to defending and protecting her. She should feel encouraged. But most people are just freaking horribly afraid of male aggression because they have this paranoia that has been deeply instilled in them.
He's going to beat me. Oh, my goodness. You know, the irony is, like, most women worry about getting beaten, but they usually fall in love with the guy that beats them.
That's because it's exactly what they want.
Yeah. I mean, and I've seen that, too. I mean, when I was in high school, there was this chick, beautiful as hell. Gorgeous. I mean, you know, a nice person. But the dude but I wasn't her type, but except the dude that would constantly give her a black eye. And for the life of me, I couldn't fucking understand why would you want to be someone that hurts you, and why would a person hurt you? I mean, I would understand if you came at him with a knife and he had to fucking put you down, but just like, hey, honey, how you doing? Not a kiss, nothing but a fucking right hook to the fucking eye. You know, I've never understood that. I never understood fucking attacking someone just to attack someone.
Because people like them are constantly in search for drama. I think it's a very sociopathic form of attention hyperactive disability disorder, man.
Yeah.
A form of ADHD where they just cannot sit on their ass still for a long period of time and just have a very mundane, regulated, and normalized life. They need some kind of drama. They need some kind of chaos.
Vicky...
Actually, even if you got...
Yeah. Yeah, Vicky, I understand. I understand where she's coming from.
It's a hard line. I get you guys. I get what you're saying. I'm trying to give my point of view where you guys are like, you know, there's nobody out there. There are people out there, but I'm being just as hurt as you guys are, if not worse.
I don't know.
That there are people out there. We're just saying, practically speaking, there's no point in trying to search for them because it's like striking up a winning number in lotto.
I don't gamble in life. I don't freaking gamble.
Look, I was set up by somebody who supposedly loved me for 15 years. And I got set up. I mean, I'll set up. You know that he's fucking her. You know that he went back to that other woman. Right? And like, I know. I'm not a dumb girl. And I blocked him. This time, I never blocked him in my life. I blocked him. And I blocked everything, and, you know, I said, my last text was, I forgive myself, I forgive you, and I hope you forgive me for anything I've ever done to you. That's how I ended it. You know?
No.
Because I'm a real woman.
You're free to keep trying, and we hope that you do find what you're looking for.
Exactly.
But there are multiple avenues and multiple courses to take, correction courses to take. Now, the thing is, you're not going to let this change you. But doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is insanity. We just need to put that disclaimer out there.
No, that's true. And I did that. I went around in circles because I thought, oh, this time it's going to change. I thought this time was the end because I had changed myself, right? But you know what? I changed myself, but that person didn't change themselves. They said they did, but they didn't. In fact, I think that this person got worse. Like, it's really unfortunate, really sad, but we have to move on from that, right? And we just have to be happy with ourselves. I love myself. This happened on Wednesday night, right?
Right.
You know, Wednesday night. I'm okay. I did my show on Thursday. I did my show on Friday. And I'm good. I'm happy. For once in my life, I think because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't feel that guilt. See, maybe that's what those women feel, is that they know that they're hurting you. And they feel guilt. So they use any fucking excuse to end it with you.
Mm-hmm. That really sounds like some bullshit immaturity.
Well, it's easy for people to grow old. All you got to do is wait. The 1% are actually able to grow up. The rest of us just stay in arrested adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all them grown-ass women who are like 40, 50 years old screaming after Jacob and whatever the fuck that hairy motherfucker is in Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight moms. That shit.
You mean Edward?
Whatever.
I don't really give a shit, because you know the thing is that if some asshole came along, some fat fuck nerd came along with silver bullets, he'd fucking pop them off and these fuckers would die.
It's either that or how creepy would it be if there were signs for, oh hi, we are the Selena Gomez dads. Yeah, she's a hot bitch. You know, all in their 40s, lusting after an 18-year-old girl, not even a child.
Dude, they'd be chemically castrated, man.
Exactly. They'll be like, wow, these guys are creepy. Yet, in an award show, I saw freaking Jenny McCarthy, who's like 45 years old, freaking grope freaking Justin Bieber. And no. They're like, oh my god, she's so sexually free. If a guy did that, he'd be locked up for rape.
So, basically, looking at the situation as it is, Louis had a question, and I did my best I could to answer his question, which was, what do I do in this circumstance? I was like, look, you can't change them, and obviously doing the same shit over and over again is going to yield the same result. Expecting different results is going to drive you insane, clinically insane.
Yeah, I mean, and basically continuing to try and work on myself, it's like, you know,
the only reason why you should work on yourself, it's because it benefits you.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't do it in such a stance that it would necessarily give someone what they're looking for. A lot of times these PUA guys want you to change who you are so that you adopt to the new rules.
And by PUA, he means pickup artists.
We're asking the moral, ethical question, are the rules even legit? If they're not legit, then why the hell are you changing yourself to follow the fucking rules?
Yeah, I mean, and these are rules that no one else follows. It's like if you know, you're still freaking jumping through hoops, even though you're picking up a chick, but you got to use false pretenses, and you're pretty much playing by their rules to trick them into going out with you, and that, to me, seems like it defeats the fucking purpose.
And it would actually be nice if we got a smile, and maybe they said yes, even to someone who showed, or even to someone who actually didn't come up to them with cheesy one-liners like, hey, babe, nice tits or some shit like that, sexual innuendos. But they said,
well, not even because
such and such. What's your name?
Because
the dress you have on.
Because
you have a lovely smile or something like that. Something that sounds really cheeseball and corny, as if your grandpa would say it, but has all the utmost respect and congeniality that you can muster in a socially awkward situation. And what
women don't want, women don't.
No,
yeah, they don't want respect.
Say, hey, nice tits, bitch.
So yeah, because
they're not even capable of registering the emotive communication of respect. So why the hell would you respect a creature like that?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. There's really no need. Because if you show respect, you get called a cornball.
Yes.
But you're not. Showing respect is the way to go. People are fucking whacked out. Women are whacked out.
We're not Jesus Christ, and we're not going to put ourselves on the fucking crucifix.
No, we're not. I'm done.
That's not what you're going to get. You can wait for him if you want. He'll come back.
Yeah. Well, me? No, I'm done.
No. I'm talking about if you believe in that stuff. He'll come back. He's coming back. Maybe he's coming back on the 21st like the Mayans are talking about all that shit, all right? But we're
that'd
not
be,
him.
That'd be crazy.
We're not him. We're not going to freaking nail our hands to the freaking crucifix.
I don't know. I just say that I love all people, and I respect everybody, and I wish everybody was like me. I wish the world was like me. And maybe that's what the consciousness is. Maybe we're all waking up to what the fucking real truth is, right? Because I see a lot of truth that I've never seen before. I've never been open enough to see it, and I see it now. I see exactly what's going on.
Well, that's because, Vicky, you actually look into this stuff. Most chicks don't give a... They don't see past what's been on Glee the fucking Thursday night. I mean, hell, I mean, it's a dark day.
That's the second bottle of beer.
I mean, seriously, it's a dark day when, you know, I start talking about, hey, you know, I'm listening to this song by this group called Chameleon Circuit based on the show Doctor Who. And they're like, you're corny. Oh, I'm corny, but then fuck it. I'm going to fucking play the fuck out of it. I'm going to hop in my TARDIS and I'm going to fucking have a blast without you. And if you don't understand or you can't open up your mind to see how fucking fun, you know, Doctor Who is, or you even care, or you want me to just watch fucking Dancing with the Stars, like I give a fuck, or what goes on Glee, because, you know, some faggot.
You can always tell a lot about a person by what they read and by what they watch and what they listen to. You can always tell a lot about them.
Okay, what would you say about me? Let's put that to the test. I like watching sci-fi, and I like watching military action. The only reality television I will watch is something like Human Weapon, which talks about different martial arts of different societies. Hold on. I said I wasn't done. And I watch Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations.
Okay.
Well, what would you say?
You like to explore and widen your paradigm. You like the creative aspect of the limitless potential of the human mind and of where we can grow from it, what new possibilities we can dream up, and then how far we can physically push ourselves through fitness, through harnessing self-control of all our resources, of who we are, discovering new aspects of ourselves. And I can't really say I've ever watched Anthony Bourdain. Is he the connoisseur of culinary delights, or is he the...
Yes, he actually explores different cultures.
Okay.
Through their food, and he gets drunk.
So basically, you're really into like the adventure of challenging your current paradigm, expanding it, breaking it down, rebuilding it, breaking it down, rebuilding it.
I can only imagine what you guys think about me.
Okay, let's do this.
I don't even want to know, I don't think.
Alright, let's do this. You like the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, okay. And I like Dexter. I love Homeland.
Dexter.
The Borgias, like I like those. Like I like their Showtime and HBO programming. But that's all I watch. And the Vampire Diaries. That's the only thing I watch from TV.
I do like Dexter because I want to be. I just wish one day I could just fucking kill someone and get away with it.
So you're into criminal vigilantism.
Oh yes, yeah. I've even stated this on the show. We need more vigilantes out there.
Okay. No, but aside from Dexter, the Borgias, the Vampire Diaries, that pretty much is a compendium of probably the darkest deeds human beings can put upon themselves. Especially the Borgias. I've watched that series. That shit is just downright fucked up. You've got everything from incest, homosexuality. I'm not saying anything bad, but how it's portrayed, how it's acted out, and then the type of the type of consequences that result in it are not good things. As compared to if you're watching something like sci-fi or if you're watching, you know, the History Channel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The end effect, the Vampire Diaries and the Borgias are supposed to elicit the naughtiness within all of us. Sci-fi and the Military Channel are supposed to elicit the growth potential in us. They're two different. They're meant to attract two different precursors in our brain.
I think I'm a one fucked up dark bitch. Just kidding.
Yes, you are. Anyways, we got a few minutes left to the show. I'd like to thank Amit Patel. I'd like to thank bro from Texas. I didn't catch his name. I'm sorry. It's Viggy. In fact, let me play Viggy's song. I mean, Viggy's commercial, so you can listen to her show. Where the hell is Heated Conversations with me, Viggy? Oh, here it is.
Hey, Louie, do you take song requests?
If I got it, yeah.
I'll send it right now. It's a really good soundtrack. You go,
send it in Wave. I might not be able to play it because it's copyrighted, but here, check.
No, it's not copyrighted.
Oh, okay. So send it as a wave so I can play it immediately.
How do I send it as a wave?
By turning it into the wave? I don't know. Do you have a converter?
I don't know where to get one. Where do I get one?
Shit. Anywhere on the line online, I mean, I guess it's free. But here, let me play Viggy's Viggy. Here.
Hey guys, tune into the Heated Conversation hosted by me, Viggy. UFOs, GMOs, and chemtrails, oh my. We talk about anything and everything as long as it's hot. So call in and join the discussion live Thursday nights, 10:30 to midnight, and Friday nights, 9 to midnight Pacific. Only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
There you go.
Yeah, that was me. Oh yeah, you didn't play Die, 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 New World Order.
Wah-wah.
You know my other song,
Die, Die, Die. All right, just converting it.
Okay, cool. So, oh man, God, you know why do I always do the bitch about chick show? I always like every few months I just have to start. Oh God, I guess because I get pissed off by chicks like on a daily.
So I just Louis, you're frustrated.
Yeah. I'm not the guy that this could this. Oh God. Goodness, sometimes I wish I could fucking put on a fucking mask and go fight crime. I should really do that. I mean, hell, there are a lot of people that do that, like Phoenix Jones and Shadow Hair. Google them. You could probably, you know, there are real superheroes out there. All right, let's see. Okay, I want a mask too. Yes. Yeah, but you want an S&M mask, you dirty, dirty girl.
An anal bead. Just kidding. Joking.
Hey, Louie.
Wow.
How fast is your connection?
Very fast.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. With the anal beads.
I'm getting it. Hold on.
She freaking said anal beads. You know, and you know it's not for her. It's for her to, like, fucking shove up somebody else's ass and fucking start them off like a goddamn freaking a grass cutter. Like, no, 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 no. I'm like, damn.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. That's for Casey. Just like you do.
Shit.
Oh, do you have that commercial?
Hold on. Let me see. I don't think so.
All right, hold on a minute. Let me send this to you right now. This is a WAVE format, so you can play it immediately.
Okay, well, while we're doing that, here's my worker speech.
It's 8 a.m. Millions of employees show up each day to put their names on a register. The world we see around us. Countries and continents have been built on the back of these signatures. The future, too, will be written by these signatures. Signatures of employees. You are an employee. Your boss is an employee. The cable guy is an employee. The overworked, the unsung, the white-collared, the blue-collared, the father of a nation, Fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, healers and protectors, the graveyard shift veterans, even chief executives, master chefs and waitresses. Truth is, we are all employees, putting our names on ideas that shape our world. Truth is, every employee is a hero. It's halftime in America, and the economy and government has us hurting. And we are all wondering what we're going to do to make a comeback. And America has had a lot of tough times, a lot of downturns. Seems like we've lost our heart at times, when the fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead. But after those trials, we all rallied around what was right and acted as one. Because that is what we do. We find a way through tough times. And if we can't find a way, then we'll make one. All that matters now is what lies ahead. How do we come from behind? How do we come together? And how do we win? Country can't be knocked down with one punch. We get right back up again. And when we do, the world is going to hear us roar. Yeah, it's halftime in America, and our second half is about to begin. Enough said. Let's go do what we all do best. Let's get to work.
Alrighty.
Hey, did you get the file?
It's downloading now. We got Nappy King in the chat room. Apparently, he missed a good-ass conversation. So, Nappy King, thanks for showing up and putting your name on the register.
Just sign it, bitch.
Just sign it. It's saying it's got 2 minutes to download. This is the Assassin's Creed 3 main theme. Here it is. This is the Assassin's Creed theme. Are you ready for the summer? That's not it. I don't know. Speaking about breaking up with chicks, here, listen to this.
You didn't get the file?
No, it's downloading now. I just got to stall for a couple more minutes.
Oh, okay.
So, here we go.
Oh, no, Frank.
Hello?
Anna.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Who's this?
It's me, Louis.
Louis?
Yeah.
Who's that? Who you want to speak to?
To you.
To me?
Yeah.
Louis, I don't know no.
I'm probably acting like that. We did have a horrible relationship. Just calling to tell you that that's over between me.
What are you talking about?
Well, look, I know you're trying to spare my feelings, but, I mean, the writing is on the wall. I mean, you have to break up. And frankly, it's because your vagina stinks.
I think you're talking to the wrong person.
No, Anna?
No.
You're Anna.
No.
You just say yeah.
I'm not Anna.
But you say
no,
yeah.
No, Anna lives here.
You say yeah.
No, I didn't say yeah.
Yeah, I said Anna. He said, yeah.
No, I said who?
Look, I mean, I'm not down for the games. That's why we're breaking.
No, me either, so I don't know who the fuck you are, alright?
Why are you cussing?
Well, because you called to my phone number. You calling me, talking about some bullshit about some Anna or some... Oh, I don't know who the fuck is Anna. I'm telling you, no Anna is here.
Can you speak like an animal and not like a spick? I mean, come on.
Oh, fuck you.
You know, she was with me until I said your vagina stinks. Alrighty, and by request, because we got a few seconds left till I friggin' officially end the show. Here is Mary Cohn.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mary Cohn?
It is.
Hi, yes. My name is John Montone. I am calling from the lesbian, gay, and bisexual community. We received your application.
You must be joking.
No, ma'am.
You must be. I'm not a lesbian, so I don't know why I'd be calling you.
Well, isn't this Mary Cohn?
You better believe it. I'm married and have two children, so I'm not a lesbian. So
well,
you got the wrong person.
Well, a lot of heterosexual people join the lesbian
well,
game.
Well, don't worry. I have no intentions, but so please don't waste my time. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Matt Hikong.
And for those of you that don't know, Mary Cone is the same. It sounds the same as a Spanish word that means faggot.
Maricón.
Yep. And her name is Mary Cone. So I ruined that woman's day for no reason. I'm a schmuck.
Did you get the file already?
I got the file, so I'm going to be ending the show with the Assassin's Creed 3 main theme. And see you guys next week. Same crotch time, same crotch channel. We will be killing the bitches. Hell yeah.
See, that's the kind of shit that'll get your blood going, man.
Yeah.
I work out that shit every fucking day, man.
That's going to be my new superhero soundtrack when I start the training with the P90X and when I start learning how to fight with sticks and shit. Because I'm going to put on a mask and I'm going to run in the streets and fight crime.
Yo, you should definitely check out if you can actually, for your costume, if you can wear the Assassin's Creed 3 costume. That shit looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, well, that shit will get in the way, though. I mean, and I can't do the parkour. I can't do parkour. In order for me to do that, I would have to run like an asshole in the streets.
Have you seen the YouTube videos for parkour?
Yes, I've seen the YouTube videos for parkour. I've seen the movie District 13, that parkour movie. parkour is fucking awesome. I can't do that shit.
Oh, I mean, like, have you seen, like, the Assassin's Creed, like, the Assassin's Creed that they did with parkour?
Yeah, that's crazy what they did with parkour.
You're getting running around like a damn monkey.
Yeah, well, you know.
No problem for that shit, man.
Yeah. Anyways, now it's time to end the show. Let me end the show, so. And boom.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
The latest hole in my life, what's next for me to learn? Now, what's next for me to learn?